This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This week, the Food and Drug Administration finalized the most extensive revisions to food safety rules in this country in 50 years, which means that the companies that make, or prepare, I suppose might be a more palatable word, our food will have to come up with detailed plans to prevent the foodborne illnesses that sicken almost 50 million Americans every year. From our health desk at the WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at how that is going to happen and how much it's going to cost.
Right now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say about 48 million Americans every year get sick from foodborne illness. That's one in six. The problem, says Cornell's Randy Warbo, is some companies lack the training or sophistication to address problems that crop up.
We're all prone to making mistakes. Unfortunately, some companies, when they make the mistake, it just snowballs.
In this case, snowballs means people get hospitalized, 3,000 a year, even die. The new FDA regs, ideas that have been around since Kennedy, require companies to identify hazards, come up with action plans, and document it all.
It's not something that should be so onerous for any company that they can't handle the impact of it.
That's Brian Todd with the trade group The Food Institute. Federal officials put the cost of compliance at about $380 million for an industry that generates about $1.1 trillion in retail food sales. This may be money well spent for food producers because their customers will feel more confident about the food that they're eating. Many companies already have these rules in place, and they're doing the trick, says attorney Bill Marler.
In the 90s, 90% of my law firm's revenue was E. coli cases linked to hamburger. That's now zero.
Marler says safer food means companies don't have to worry about $100 million recalls and class action lawsuits. The question now is whether Congress will give the FDA what it needs to enforce the new rules. The Senate and House are proposing less than half of what regulators are requesting to improve food safety. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.